A leading expert on China says the growing unease about the Asian superpower is a result of political action in Hong Kong, allegations of human rights abuse in Xinjiang province, and Australia's deteriorating relationship with the country. According to the latest Asia New Zealand Foundation survey, the New Zealanders' perceptions of Asia and Asian people they certainly feel that the number of New Zealanders now see China as a threat that has increased. Jason Young is the director of the Contemporary China Research Centre at Victoria University in Wellington. Jason, good morning.
Good morning.
So more New Zealanders see China as a threat. Is that a surprise to you?
It wasn't a surprise, actually, based on the types of stories and issues that were frequently talked about and discussed in 2020, and also with looking at the deterioration of perceptions of China from a number of other countries around the world. In fact, I would have been surprised if the result was different.
Okay. Let's talk about COVID first. Is that a big factor, that COVID-19 originated in China? There's been the controversy over the investigations, and then I guess you had a Trump presidency, which was pretty quick to point the finger at China.
Well, I think first it's important to note that the survey showed that there was this change in perception, but it didn't actually burrow down to ask what created those issues, what were the issues that people were most concerned about. But if we look at the issues, I think that COVID was certainly presented China in a light to the New Zealand public, which was, on the one hand, quite concerning in terms of the actual discussions and the way that the diplomacy played out. But also there was a lot of questions around how China handled it and how the communication between China and other parts of the world could have been improved to, avoid a global pandemic.
I'm interested, though, in that if you look back 5 or 6 years, perhaps a little longer, when the Prime Minister, John Key, was running a number of trade missions through to China, there was a great optimism about China opening up more, about increased trade. Have we not seen, though, a change in stance from under President Xi of a China that has become more authoritarian and perhaps moved away from a more liberal, social, democratic approach?
Yes, I think that's right. The first thing is that China was never a liberal, never a liberal or democratic,
sure,
in the sense that we would understand that term. But under Xi Jinping, we've seen a more confident, more assertive, at times a more aggressive China, and a more powerful China, so its influence has more impact. And then the second side of that is that President Xi has been very clear that the type of system, the type of government that China has, i.e. a party state, is one where the party has even strengthened more than it had before its control over all arms of government, over foreign policy, over society, over the economy. And I think that has certainly being felt in a place like New Zealand, where the liberal style of government is far preferred.
Indeed, and the response from New Zealand authorities as well is interesting as well, because there has been, nuanced changes in the approach to China as recently as suggesting that we need to diversify more. So it stands to reason then, does it, that New Zealanders would start to worry a bit more about China's dominance?
So I think two things there. The first thing is that in terms of the diversification debate is both, it's just a general practice. It's never good to have too much dependency on one market. And then secondly, what we've seen with Australia, what we've seen with the deterioration of the relationship with the United States and other parts of the world, would raise some concerns that potentially those types of trade sanctions, or some people talk about economic coercion, could come to our shores. And so there, the management of the political issues, which New Zealand population requires the New Zealand government to stand up for liberal values and to call out human rights abuses, could potentially lead to issues in the trading relationship. And I think people are just more aware of that.
Jason Young, thank you very much for that. Jason Young, Director of the Contemporary China Research Centre at Victoria University in Wellington.